Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I probably enjoy great conversation more than anything, and I'm perfectly fine with comfortable silence rather than filling in the sounds of silence with nothing meaningful. As Christine and I, a friend of mine, we're driving back from Kansas City on Sunday. We had several bouts of comfortable silence without even so much as playing the radio. We saw a beautiful red-tailed hawk at one point and chatted about that for a little while, and then back into silence we went. Then somehow we dived into word comparisons and the difference between two similar but different words. I suppose we were probably talking about our Boston Legal Marathon weekend when Christine asked if I would rather be fair or just. She remembered this being one of those questions on the Myers-Briggs personality test. As you might recall, the Myers-Briggs test is a personality questionnaire used to identify certain psychological differences between individuals. Interestingly enough, in the psychological community, many skeptic professionals in this field see the Myers-Briggs test as nothing more than the Forer effect, which is also named the Barnum effect, meaning, step right up, we've got something for everyone. Incidentally, astrology is also seen as the Forer effect, because there are enough generalizations to apply to a worldwide group. Well, yeah, I agree if you're generalizing a horoscope for an entire population of people all over the globe, but not a natal chart, because that is exactamundo. But I digress. Anyway, so Christine asked, would I rather be fair or just? I thought for a couple seconds and said, I'd rather be just, like King Solomon, because if I'm just, I also have wisdom. Christine and I both acknowledge that what is fair is not always just. We talked about how King Solomon played fair, which resulted in him being just in all of his fine wisdom when he ordered that an infant baby be split in half between two women, one claiming to be the mother and the other one being the biological mother. The biological mother spoke up and said, "Pray, give her the child, I beg of you, don't kill it." But the other woman's face remained hard. "Let it be neither mine nor yours," she said, "divide it as the king has ordained." Then Solomon arose and pointed to the first woman. "The child belongs to her," he said. "Give her the child and don't kill it. She is its mother." Then word of this judgment spread throughout Israel, and people just marveled at the wisdom of the king. If I could have anything in the world, I would want wisdom, just like King Solomon. Well, one night early in his reign, God came to Solomon in a dream. In the dream, God told Solomon to ask for something, anything he wanted. Solomon didn't come to God standing in his ego. He came to God to be in service, and he was humbled. He told God about the great responsibility involved in governing his people, and he asked for wisdom sufficient to do the job. God was pleased with Solomon's request. Solomon could have asked for anything he wanted, such as wealth or political ambition or military security, a long life or fame. But instead he asked for wisdom to carry out the responsibilities God had given him. God promised he would give Solomon exceptional wisdom, unlike anyone else before or after him. God was so pleased that he also gave him those things he hadn't asked for: wealth, respect, and security. God kept his promise because King Solomon's wisdom is legendary. King Solomon is the author of 3,000 Proverbs and, I think, 1,005 songs. In his time, he was the acknowledged expert in botany and biology. I remember when I was piled down on the floor in a heap of mess when I didn't know what to do with my life after I closed my clinic and pursued the life I have now. I was completely out of money, food, and a place to live. I was certain I hadn't made a mistake to close the clinic, but then again, I was certain I made the biggest mistake of my life. Still, I wanted to write the other website, DrStanley.com, a book series, and have a radio show that reached global proportions. I had stuff to say in my heart, and I needed to know what to say to a worldwide audience. I distinctly remember praying out loud through sobs and tears, asking God to grant me the wisdom like King Solomon to know what to do and what to write to the masses of people. I too recognized the great responsibility when influencing the lives of so many people. If only I had wisdom like King Solomon, I could make a decision about all of it, because I was stuck in no decision mode. If only I had wisdom like his, then I would make the right choices and everything else would fall into place according to God's will. And if I left everything up to God's will, then I wouldn't have a worry in the world. Folks, I do feel as though God granted me wisdom to say what I need to say and what needs to be said. To what degree, I don't know. But one thing I do know is that I am listening and responding to the DLGs, downloads from God. I can honestly say that there is nothing more in life than I want more than wisdom. I wouldn't choose money, a romantic relationship, success, or anything else over having wisdom. No way, no how. At the same time, I know that if I have wisdom, then I am making good choices, so why worry about not having any of those other things if I have wisdom? Folks, when you pray for anything, make certain that you ask for the wisdom to know the difference between your choices. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Dinada gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.